welcome to episode 269 of the Awesome Comics Podcast, the place where the small press makes one hell of a big noise. I'm Vince Hunt, and joining me this week are the creator of Vanguard, Dan Butcher.
Hello.
And the mighty Marvel that is Tony Esmond.
Hello.
You're going for the children's TV presenter vibe this week, Tony. I like
what do you
it.
Mean?
Magazine,
oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I've been for a couple myself, but yeah.
I'm not going to take that any further because we have another
Gordon the Gopher
special. Now there's a poll that we could like. There's either Gordon the Gopher, Ed the Duck, or let's not get into this right now. We've got a special guest this week.
Yep.
Yes. For all of you out there, you all know that 2020 has been a lot of things, and not many of them have been kind to the comic scene. There's been events that have been cancelled, postponed, rescheduled. Rightfully so, of course, because we should all be looking after each other. One of the big events of the comics year, and one of our favourites here on the pod, is of course Thought Bubble Comic Festival.
Now
a mainstay in this medium we love. It too had to reschedule and rethink what it's doing this year, and is going digital in 2020. Mm. There's lots of exciting things planned for that we on this show want to know about, and I know a lot of you listeners want to know about as well, because it's just around the corner. So to talk us through the trials, tribulations, and triumphs... I enjoyed writing that in the script. The TB team. And what we can all look forward to for this very special DigiCon is our pal and returning guest, Chloe Green. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having
me. Hey,
Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Yeah. Hi.
I haven't seen you since we were in France together. That's how cool
I know.
We are.
That seemed like a million years ago.
Oh, God. It was only February, wasn't it, or something? January, February?
January, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
Remember when all this. It was Angoulême, wasn't it?
Angoulême, the last convention I went to. Yeah.
Angoulême, yeah.
It was the day we left Europe, wasn't it? Do you remember? We were there that day.
Yeah, and we kind of said that because we were actually physically in Europe, it meant that we ourselves had not left the EU.
That's it, exactly. I think you and I are exempt now. We actually tried to get a train home, and it got cancelled, and me and Sam panicked because we thought we were stuck in Europe, and it turned out it was just cancelled for another reason. So there you go.
They just cut us off.
Yeah.
Angoulême, it honestly seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it was a great event.
So
really good.
And think about it, a good last convention to go to.
He definitely was. Yeah. Kept me energised all the way through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did have Thought Bubble, like, in the sights when this all kicked off. And it was like, I just hope this fucking settles down before.
Yeah, it was the one we were sort of holding on by our fingernails.
Please.
Yeah. Things had just started to get a little bit strange in airports, but it hadn't like fully kicked off yet.
Yeah.
But we were there basically doing research for Thought Bubble, so we'd got loads of ideas and were really excited for this year's Thought Bubble, unbeknownst to what was to come.
Yeah,
I know.
That was the phase of it's happening to someone else overseas, and then.
And I remember after you were on last year, we said, "Oh, we must get you on next year for the run up to Thought Bubble." Little did we think it was going to be like this.
I know.
But, you know, it's been an ever-changing world, an ever-changing comic scene mm-hmm. this year, you know, because people are still creating comics, there's still comics out there to read, and there's lots of stuff going on, and we just want to talk about all the good stuff on this show, and Thought Bubble is the good stuff.
Yeah.
And we're very interested to see what this digital representation is going to be like, so we'll get to that very shortly. But before that... Do you know what else we're going to talk about now? That's a terrible
Comic
segue.
House.
That's a terrible segue. I think it's because everything was going so well and professionally up until now that I didn't have anything unprofessional to bounce off.
I know.
That makes sense.
I'll give you more next week, I promise.
All right, thanks. Yes, Comic House are our sponsor, and they are the indie comic marketplace with a difference. They too have been at Thought Bubble. In fact, we caught up with them last year. If you go to comichouse.com, there's a huge selection of titles on the database. If you self-publish, you can list your book on there for free, start selling your hard copy straight away. And they have an app in this day and age where digital comics are probably... Are they more popular than ever? It's hard to tell. Who knows with digital numbers either, because digital numbers are an odd thing, aren't they? But you definitely need to get the Comic House app, because there's loads of great indie stuff on there at the moment. For instance, stuff like this, Dan.
There's a whole slew of stuff. We've got Kitty by Susan Salisbury. That looks great. Andrew Swords Volume 2, Rain Volume 6, and Rain Volume 5. I've not seen the previous ones on there, but I presume they are. I've got a Gimp City one. Camp V807 and Autism Anxiety Volume 1 Issue 2, which I read a couple of days ago. And really insightful. Cool. So nice. Top work on that, Sam.
Did you say Simp City?
Gimp City.
Oh, right. Even
worse.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds worse. Well, yeah, it could be worse.
Or better, if depending on...
Yeah, what, if you're into GIMPs.
Well, let's read the synopsis. It says, an off-the-wall superhero parody, armed only with toy guns and a funny hat, the GIMP sets out to fight crime by starting most of it. There we go.
Okay, maybe he's aiming for a certain audience.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't sound...
Give it a go.
It doesn't sound like a sort of sexy sex thing, does it? Just no.
You never know.
Then again... Anyway, we're not getting into this debate now.
Not like the copy of Sexecutioner that I sent you a copy of earlier.
You can't find that on Comic House, but you can find loads of other great comics on Comic House. It's a 14-day free trial. You can dive in head first. The code is now finishing up this weekend that we had, but they also are looking for lots of kids' content because they're going to be launching a kids' area for the app and stuff. So all your parents that want your kids to read more comics, which everyone should because kids love reading comics. They do. That's how we all got into
like
comics.
Like my son, I used to make my son read comics. I used to sort of tie his sellotape his eyes
that
open.
That sounds like bad parenting when you put it like that.
Yeah, but it was me, wasn't it? So he's 23. He's 23 and he's still reading them, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a kids area. So if you're an all ages creator or if you've got a kids book and maybe this is the first time you've heard this show, well done, because this is probably going to be one of the better ones.
Yeah, don't listen to any of the previous ones.
Yeah.
Chloe's promised us this is going to be the best one so far, so it's fine.
Yeah. The confidence in her voice. But yeah, if you've got any all ages work, then definitely go check out the Comic House guys. Find them on social media and stuff, and go to comichouse.com. Get in touch with them, and you can get your book on there, and it'll get it in front of fresh eyes and the next generation of readers, which is what we want and what we need. So yeah. So to find out more, go to comichouse.com. And thank you to them, as always, for sponsoring us, because we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So there you go. God.
Good.
Right, okay. Let's mark
the time. Been a busy week.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. It's the bank holiday weekend where we are now. So, and I don't know about you, but I'm always... I don't know where I am when I've got a Monday off.
Weird, isn't it? Now that I work Monday to Friday, it's a bit strange. It confuses me a bit. And I had last week off, so it's made me even doubly weird.
Yeah. And time this year, as we know, has become a strange construct. With a summer that has seemingly been the longest summer I've ever experienced in my life in terms of good weather, and yet the shortest summer because I don't know where it's all gone, because it's just
Christ almighty, the rain we've had here. Honestly.
Yeah, but we did have like 3 months of hot weather.
Was complaining about the hot weather, yeah.
When you couldn't leave your house. it's been a crazy year. And like we said, there are conventions that have had to deal with this, and Thought Bubble, it is no different. But they've been putting in a lot of hard work about their new digital Comic-Con, which I know there's a lot of people out there. We're just going to get straight into it. With Chloe, she's a returning guest, so she knows how unprofessional and terrible this show is. So,
and we've had some questions, and
we've had
as well
some questions that she'll be answering as well, and she'll answer all of our questions. And our first question is the first question is this: how are you guys doing at Thought Bubble HQ?
Oh man, straight in with a deep question.
I know, it's like on the couch.
Oh no, that's not a deep question. That was just a. We care. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, genuinely, it could have been a lot worse, and we're doing pretty good.
Oh, good.
Good. That's the weird thing about the Cove, isn't it? It's made us actually ask people if they're all right, and kind of mostly, even for me, mean it. You know, it's strange, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I guess we're kind of assuming that people probably have going to have had a bad time, at least for a bit, because I don't think anyone expected a global pandemic.
And like when it goes on for a certain amount of time, that obviously can affect people when they're stuck at home and when they're working from home or all things going on. So so anyone out there, we hope you're all right. We usually say it every week, we hope you're okay, but this time you genuinely mean it.
Yeah.
That's why this is the episode you want to listen to first. The rest of it was all lies. So Thought Bubble is obviously, it's a grand undertaking. Anyone who's been there, whether it be as a visitor or a guest or an exhibitor, and we were lucky enough to also be there, and I mean myself and Tony, and experience it.
It's
a big old event. There's lots going on. Most importantly, it's all about the comics, people. That's why we love it. And there's obviously, there's a lot going into that. And then when you had to reschedule, restructure and rethink, what was that? I mean, obviously it's not ideal, but you're still attempting to, there's a thought bubble happening this year.
Yeah. So, obviously being towards the end of the year, and generally like the last convention of the season, at first we felt pretty hopeful that things might have cleared up by November.
Like all of us, mate. I mean, we all were hanging on for it. We were all hoping, fingers crossed, you know, as every other one fell, we said, well, that's sort of the last hope is the whole bubble. Yeah, definitely.
A bunch of people were in the same position, as ones start to drop off. They're like, oh, well, at least Thought Bubble's still going to happen. But I guess what people don't, maybe visitors and exhibitors don't really think about with a convention is it takes us a year to plan it. So if we're planning it for a year and then it doesn't happen a month before, then it's a huge chunk of money, a huge chunk of time. A lot of people will have booked their hotels, will have booked their travel, will have booked flights and things like that. And so it became really obvious that the best thing for us to do to make sure that we were in a chance to continue next year was to kind of call it quits a little earlier.
Yeah, guess who booked a hotel and didn't do it with the cancellation? Do you know anyone who did that?
Oh,
me. I did that. Yeah.
So well, you could still go to Harrogate for the weekend.
That's true.
What was that tea room we went to, Tony?
Well, we can never go back there. You know, we can never go back there, Vince.
No, I can go back there because I wasn't threatening to play the piano.
Just go for a nice weekend in a nice Yorkshire weekend. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It is a lovely place, actually, though. Harrogate's a really lovely...
It's a beautiful town, isn't it? Even for the north. But I said something to Vince, and I saw the woman at the table next door do a visible... like that.
Yeah. I was chatting to Reggie from Destination Venus, the comic book shop in Harrogate, about what the difference between like Leeds and Harrogate and us being there. And because Harrogate is such a smaller place, but maybe not quite as cool as Leeds. When Thought Bubble was happening, we took over the whole town. So it was kind of cool. So like, even though you were sat in this tea room and maybe getting a few funny looks from people, if you were in a bar or something like that, then the chances were you were around comics people.
He'd still
really
get
cool.
funny looks from people. He'd still get funny looks from people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Everyone else.
You go, where have you been? I said, I've been trying to talk him into letting me play the piano downstairs. Well, I can't play the piano, but you know.
Yeah. So obviously there's a lot of thinking and restructuring and rescheduling. And, you know, obviously all of these decisions that have been made are for the right reasons, for absolutely the correct reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously, like you say, there's a lot of money and organization that goes into it, so the pressure, I can't imagine that pressure that you guys were under, because Thought Bubble in itself, just by reputation, becomes the biggest event for comic creators.
It's the one I always recommend to foreign, like American and European people, saying which one's a good one to come to in the UK. Then it's a no-brainer. It's the big landmark one for us, isn't it?
And
our number one priority was making sure that we were still going to be able to come back in 2021. And as non-for-profit, if we'd have started putting money into this year's, it would have been very different next year.
But with that in mind, it's coming back, people. Everything's going to be okay, and it's going to be back, and we're all going to be in Harrogate, and Betty's, I won't let him go anywhere near the piano, but no, but in all seriousness, we will all be there next time.
Dan's promised. You promised, Dan.
Yeah, it's all ready to go. I was really looking forward to it. Yeah. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
So Chloe's going to, she's going to be on this show again in the future to talk about that as well.
Yep.
But obviously we have this exciting new development with Thought Bubble Digital Comic Con, which is the 14th and 15th of November. Am I right?
Now, you know what? I wrote it down wrong, but you are correct.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the website so I didn't get it wrong. Now, obviously, a lot of people have crossed over to digital in many ways during this whole global bastard and figuring out how to do, you know, we've seen a lot more Twitch streams. We've seen, you know, more, you know, kitchen cons or things like this. But then to do a Thought Bubble sort of digital convention is a completely different thing. And for a lot of people out there, they probably haven't experienced any kind of digital Comic-Con and don't know what it is. So this could be the episode for you, because I'm one of those people as well. I always sort of miss out on these kitchen cons or you know, these digital cons and stuff, but I'm going to be there for this. So
good.
What is this? What are Thought Bubble doing?
Yeah, what forms are going to take? Yeah.
So we are learning still as well. So the ideas that we're coming up with, we're playing off a lot of people and in the hopes that it's something that everyone will want to get involved in. So obviously the biggest thing about Thought Bubble is the exhibitors. They're the absolute cornerstone of Thought Bubble. So the digital convention is going to be built around them. So we're going to have 5 digital convention halls that are just full of exhibitors.
Okay.
Which will go directly to their own shop. So we're not handling anything monetary wise or anything. It's all down to those guys. And we're going to be directing people to those exhibitors for the majority of the weekend. We're thinking about maybe extending it to the full week, because, you know, we normally have a Thought Bubble festival.
Yeah.
So we're kind of toying with the idea of that, but the exhibitors are the key areas. And then alongside that, we'll have panel rooms like we normally do at the actual convention, that'll have all our guests doing talks like they normally do, panels, live drawing, anything. Like, basically, whatever you would get at Thought Bubble, you're going to be able to get on a screen in your own house.
How is that going to sort of look like, for instance, exhibitors and stuff? So you're pointing towards, is it a page that will just be like a huge list of exhibitors that then they can click to the links to the stores and things like that?
Yeah, each exhibitor will have their own icon that they can create to kind of drag people into clicking on them. And we're also going to have a big sliding like gallery where people can say more about what they do and what they sell, and kind of like basically like an advertisement on our website. To give people like an extra space to showcase what it is that they do. But alongside it as well, we're encouraging people, exhibitors, to do something fun on the weekend to kind of, that we can share. So whether that's a live drawing video or like a talk through their latest work or something like that, to kind of, something that we can share to bring more eyes to people.
Okay, so I suppose if you're a canny salesman, you go to your website, there'll be a video at least, you know, not just the normal big cartel store. People, you know, the clever people will have put something more interesting up, won't they,
I mean, it's like, I can't remember what convention I did it for. It might have been True Believers early in the year. You know when I did that silly little video?
Oh, yeah.
And it was basically me looking at a camera, looking like a complete moron.
I watched that a lot.
Yeah, thanks. But it's sort of saying, here's what I'll have on the day, and actually showing people on the screen, look at this book. So if any of these exhibitors put together a video like this, so people can actually see the size of books, prints, etc., and they're talking to an audience, you'll point people in the direction of that link. And
so we're gonna have a specific hashtag for exhibitors to use over the weekend, that we will try and share as many of those we can to our audience.
It's almost competitive, isn't it? It's almost what can you do, what can be the funniest, you know, most, you know, most eye attention grabbing thing you can do on your little link to get people over there
to a certain extent. But I guess we're trying to take out a little bit of that competition and give everyone a fair a fair share across everyone that we are lucky enough to have followers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess if you're doing it, spam is the wrong word, but if you're completely spamming it every 5 minutes with,
oh, Christ,
look
no.
at me, look at me.
I mean, more if you go over and there's you and me doing a dance to say, like, you know, it's that sort
Don't
of thing.
Promise.
Yeah, so I guess it's the best way to use it would be to do something fun and interesting and special that you never do before. So it could be that you've got 5 commission slots and the first 5 people to get in touch are the people that get them, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interpretive theatre, Jedi interpretive dance. How about that, guys? That's another good one we could do.
You could have like commissions. All you artists out there, you could have commissions open, and then when someone orders a commission direct from you, you do a live stream or you do a video of you actually doing this commission,
making the drawing. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So,
I love all that sort of thing. To make it as realistic as if you're walking past the table as you can do, I suppose, is the idea, isn't it? You know,
exactly. Yeah. So if at your table you would, like, I know people do like live portraits and things like that. Do that, but just do it online.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit weirder to administrate, but it's definitely something that will draw people in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to the awesome one, it will just be me and Dan badgering and bullying Vince constantly throughout the whole day. So it completely replicates
Don't
what actually goes
Don't give
on at conventions.
that's our goal, isn't it? On the day.
Yeah, that's how we work. Yeah. Me complaining.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like people will be doing Twitches and stuff like that we're hoping.
Is this my mind has gone blank. Is this happening the same weekend that Thought Bubble was happening?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So for all you exhibitors that had got a table there, this is Thought Bubble are putting this on, so you've still got a chance to do something. And let's put it this way: you were prepared in your mind to mentally sit down and work for 2 days straight. So do that now, but do it in the comfort of your own home. And you know the Thought
and
Bubble guys.
You know the best bit. You know the bit at conventions where some really annoying person comes over and I dodge it and hide under the table and Vince has to talk to them for an hour.
I didn't see you the whole time.
that's not that can't happen because no one can engage you like that, Vince. Can they? It's going to be your dream come true. You're going to love this.
Well, you know, like we were kind of thinking, could people do that where they set out a table in their own house and live stream it?
Yeah.
And people can still come and ask the same questions. You can still kind of do the same pitch that you would normally do to people.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. They did that with KitchenCon, didn't they? They had everyone had a table in their kitchen. Mm. I quite like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really nice idea. And kind of getting yourself into that mindset as an exhibitor where you're preparing the same as well. So you're still ordering your new books in, you're still getting like whatever you would normally do.
And obviously we've been talking about like artists doing things, but of course there's writers, there's colourists, there's all kinds of who exhibit a Thought Bubble. So just have a think about, like, you know, how you can present your work and present your comics on this day.
Yeah, do a live reading, do whatever. Yeah, there's so much you can do that.
I'm going to throw myself into it and just get really trashed on the Friday night. So the whole Thought Bubble experience, you know, just get really
just really struggle through the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So we're still going to have the MidCon party on the Saturday night.
Oh, I saw you post about that today. Yeah. What's the score with that?
Yeah.
So we're still trying to convince some people, but we're hoping to have some pretty big names doing live DJ set for us.
Listen, we'll do it. Chloe, you don't have to keep asking.
You just always evade my questions.
Tony, we can't play Blue Monday for 5 hours.
We can't play Daphne and Celeste for 3 hours.
Oh, you ruin everything.
I think the way that we're doing it, it'll be a live DJ set.
Nice one.
And we're kind of encouraging people that can't realistically get together with their friends, assuming that social distancing is still the same in November, to just do like a group Zoom call and just have a party. Actually do something fun.
We've been experimenting with the group Zoom for Drink and Draws, and we get about 30 people on there, and it's still pretty manageable.
Cool.
You know, it's been we've done 3 now, and they've all been really well attended and gone on for quite a few hours, haven't they?
Yeah.
And everyone sits there and drinks. It's been good stuff.
Yeah.
Do one specially for Thought Bubble Weekend.
Oh,
do you know what? That's not a bad shout, actually.
Good idea.
Tom, I know you're listening.
Tom, you'll be listening. Mr. Curry, Mr. and Mrs. Curry.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we won't mention. Yeah, Skellybob. Go to skellybob.com.
Skellybob. Skellybob. We got a special guest in on the last one, didn't we? We got Pat Middleton. So we might try and get a special guest for that one as well at Thought Bubble. Then, keeping in the spirit of having comics guests, we could do a bit of that, couldn't we?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah.
So good at recruiting people.
Oh, you know. Yeah, it's called grooming. I think you'll find it's there. Yeah.
Well, comics is a cult, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you'll never leave.
That sounds a bit scary, Tony. So obviously, you know, we mentioned the exhibitors. What's going to be happening with the guests? Because obviously, the guests is always there's always a great lineup every year with Thought Bubble, and obviously. You know, like you say, international guests, everything has
happened. Well, it's your oyster now. You don't have to fly them over.
Yeah.
Is it the same lineup? You know, have things had to change in some ways?
So the guest wave that we had already announced before we decided that we were going to postpone, I would say maybe 90% agreed to do something digital. So every guest that we have announced so far will be doing at least one video for us on the weekend.
Do you want to run us through some of the names, Chloe? Or
Sanford Green.
Oh, nice, good stuff.
We've got Jock, we've got Duncan Figredo, nice. Babs Tarr, I'm excited about.
Yeah, cool, like that stuff.
G Willow Wilson.
Oh, okay, nice.
Which is really cool. Chip Zdarsky, Ronald Wimberly, Jock.
Yeah.
Rafa Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've got a really great lineup. And that was literally our first wave. So we normally have maybe five or six. We obviously had to cut it short. But we've got another wave coming in about 2 weeks.
Oh, really? So what date will that be?
I'm not going to commit to a date because
very wise.
Out of those guys, you've got some. Out of those guests, you've got some great talkers there. I mean, yeah. Chip Zdarsky, he's funny as f, and he's great to watch on a panel.
Yeah. So every guest there will be doing at least one specific video that's for Thought Bubble. So it's not going to be anything recycled.
So pre-recorded, you mean, or
it will be pre-recorded solely to avoid any catastrophes. Awesome.
Yeah, I know they've done that with recent ones. They did that with San Diego, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes, and it means that we can still get questions from people and stuff as well. So even though it'll be pre-recorded, we're still going to put a shout out for questions for people.
Okay.
You still got the opportunity, but yeah, this next guest wave that we've got coming. I feel like might be the best Thought Bubble guest wave we've ever had.
Does that include us?
You guys are on it, of course. Headliners.
Oh, you're such
a tease. It was like there was a teaser and then there was a lie.
Yeah. Is that something you went and watched? Because I know a lot of, you know, especially San Diego, and I know we've just had DC Fan. Is it Fandome? Is that the name of it? Yeah. So have you been and looked at the way they've done things, because ever the world's learning, the comics world's learning about these online.
Totally. So we've been really lucky that San Diego have been helping us out. And we did a video for them with Tula Lote, and they're going to be doing some content for us as well, which we're really excited about. So again, we'll be announcing that throughout September is where all our big announcements are coming.
Okay.
So we'll be announcing what we're doing with San Diego. Because they're, even though they're on a completely different scale to us, obviously, they still have a really similar ethos to us in terms of like giving back to the community and doing like educational stuff. So it's a really cool team up. So we've got some fun stuff coming with them.
Oh, nice. Is there a theme this year? Do you do like, have you done like a little theme of panels all running together, or, you know, like all ages or horror or anything like that? Or?
As always, we've got a massive educational selection. So we've got some bits on journalism, like comics journalism this year, some things on.
Does that exist?
Yeah, I believe so.
I can hear in your voice, knowing you well now, Chloe, is that you're desperately trying not to say the wrong thing. I know. I can just tell you. Saying, oh, have we announced that person yet? I can't. Yeah, it's like that, isn't it?
You know? Yeah.
Because you're into saying something you don't want to say, but
yeah, especially now that I don't speak to anyone anymore because the world's shut. I'm just really excited about it all, and you want to tell everyone, but obviously,
yeah,
we have to wait. But yeah, we've got some stuff from publishers this year as well, so like how to pitch and like guiding people through the process of getting your work into print. So that'll be really fun.
It's a question worth asking, I suppose. But have you found that certain comic companies are finding it hard these days, aren't they? I don't think it's a secret. Mm-hmm. Have you found that's affected guests or the way you're running things or who maybe people have dropped out or anything like that?
I think because we're doing it for free, we've been really lucky. And obviously, I mean, our exhibitors and his guests are just nice people, and we're super lucky that they want to do things with us. So no, we haven't really had an issue in terms of people dropping out, which is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I'm aware of with you and other conventions is you have guests, but the guests that you have aren't necessarily people who are great, for example, and neither should they be great, for example, at panels or workshops or anything like that. So you have some guests who will just sit at the table and chat to fans as they come round.
Yeah.
Which I suppose isn't such a big thing with this event, is it? Because you kind of want guests to be people who will do panels, who will speak on camera and stuff like that.
Yeah,
have you sort of had to realign who you invite, or
a couple of people have realistically said doing a video terrifies me. I don't.
Yeah,
want to do
I imagine so. Yeah,
yeah. So that's the only reason that people will have not been named, but they'll be coming next year instead.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyone that we announced for 2020 that decided they couldn't be part of the digital convention will be physically there in 2021.
Okay, cool.
Which is kind of a good like trade-off.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yep. Cool.
So there's lots, you know, you've had to, I mean, it's a complete experience, a new learning experience for all of you, because organising something to the size of like Thought Bubble, like when you see it, that takes a whole year in itself. So to have that, then decide how you're going to do this, and still look to next year, because that's still, you know, 2021.
Fingers crossed.
It will be back stronger than ever. So do you feel, you know, after there was uncertainty, as there was with a lot of things, a lot of people, of course, but, you know, and you figured out what you're doing, you're now in a place of confidence. You're now in a place of, yes, we know what we're doing. Yeah, this is going to be great. We're confident about what it's going to be like for next year. You all in a good place?
Yeah. So, Thought Bubble is obviously the tiniest team. And we're kind of all working a little bit part-time at the minute because of what's going on. So it's definitely a massive learning curve.
But
I feel pretty confident about it. I'm really excited about it, and I really hope that comes across to people, because like what you were saying, getting people to sit down at their computer for the weekend isn't the same as getting people to sit in a convention hall for a weekend. Yeah. Where you've got,
you wondered that, it's different,
people.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But I think it's a mindset thing though, isn't it? Because if you think about how many times have lots of you creators out there who are going to exhibit, you know, this was probably one of the weekends where you weren't going to be at a computer because you're working on your comics. If you're going to be at your computer anyway, if you're so used to being at your computer all the time, just do it and be at a convention at the same time.
But I think the other side of the table as well is applies to that, because how many times have you been just as a punter to a convention and walked around a few times and thought, oh, I'll go and get a coffee, you know, and come back in a bit. And that's what we'll do with this, won't we? We'll go on, we'll have a look around tables. Oh, he's drawing. I'll watch that for a while. Oh, they're doing a talk. I'll watch that for a while. Right, I'm going to go downstairs and have tea. And I'm going to come back. It's a bit like that, isn't it? You know?
The benefit being that you can be everywhere at once. And if you look at like an overview,
you don't have to fight to look over someone's shoulder at a table. Exactly. You're doing drawing. Yeah.
Exactly. yeah, that's kind of what we're hoping. You can like you can dip in and out, and you can still have these chats with your friends and share things with each other as well, and still have that same kind of like fun interaction with your mates about it. Yeah.
Should we? I think we're getting onto the area now of a couple of the questions that we were asking.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, we're getting into the area of like, what's it going to be like for the? We've talked about exhibitors and stuff, but like, for instance, the people visiting and stuff. And I know one of the questions are kind of about that, aren't they, Tony?
So yeah, I've got one from Sarah Harris at Implausible17. We all love Sarah, and a big convention goer. You can't miss her. Because of her coloured hair, let's say that.
Yeah. And the amount of books that she buys at every convention she goes to.
Big comic fan.
A few books.
Yeah.
And she's asked, I imagine it's going to be a whole different challenge getting people engaged and excited about a digital convention compared to the usual annual hug fest. She does love a hug. Mm. How are you planning to get us all hyped? So is there anything in the sort of run-up that you've got planned? I suppose you've already mentioned the staged release of exhibitors and guests, but I mean, it's kind of what you do anyway, isn't it, that, I suppose?
Yeah. I guess it realistically is that's our biggest challenge, is kind of engaging people. So we're still going to have timed program like you would at the convention weekend with panels and talks. Not everything is just going to be like dropped on the Saturday morning feed as a free for all.
Right. So a timetable. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then you might watch a panel with a specific guest, and then afterwards we're hoping we'll have a bunch of them on Twitter as well, so you can maybe while you've been watching it, you thought of a question that you want to ask, and you can ask them a question directly on Twitter and stuff like that. So that's so, kind of like a fun, different way to get you engaged.
The panels will be going up. Will they be staying up if you miss them real time, or you miss them the release, rather? Yeah.
They'll be up indefinitely unless there's a reason we need to take them down.
What you're using for that, is it YouTube, I take it? Are you going to transfer them onto YouTube? Or
Everything will be hosted on YouTube, so it's mega easy for everyone to access.
Okay, so you're not considering any live streams? Because I know that chatting whilst on a live stream is quite popular these days with Twitch, and even on YouTube, isn't it? A lot of these live time, nobody's doing that at all, or...?
We're kind of still toying with the idea of maybe doing it with some of our particularly close guests. But because we want to keep it super family friendly, and we want to make sure that there isn't any glitches.
Not everything I was thinking, because that would just be like running the space shuttle or lift off the space shuttle. The timings would just be a whole team's worth, wouldn't it?
If you think a bunch of our guests are in America as well, so if they're up at 3 a.m. doing a live stream and then their internet goes down.
Probably drunk.
Yeah, there's just nothing that we could do about it, and that'd be a real shame for people that are turning up to do something to see someone like particular.
Okay. Next one from Damien at Art92. I've just read his comic actually. Can you ask that if the digital con is a success, will they be looking to build on moving forward with it? Not replacing the physical coupon, but supplementing future thought bubbles with online elements to allow more people to engage with the events, including panel guests, etc., who can't travel. Is that something you'll look to do alongside the real event next year?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess this is a total new world that not many physical conventions have even considered before, is doing things digitally. But we're basically opening up our audience to the entire world. So why wouldn't we try and do a mixture of both? So obviously nothing's ever going to replace the physical convention.
Yeah.
But if we can put on a bunch of our educational panels on YouTube for anyone to access that wants to get into making comics, of course. It might be that we film more panels at the convention weekend and put them on YouTube, or have something interactive. But I feel like a lot of events are going to do that, where they kind of have a percentage online for people that can't make it. And it opens it up to so many people that might want to come to the convention and can't physically for whatever reason as well. Yeah, I can't see any bad.
It's weird. It's almost like conventions are following comics. So where comics were a physical thing and you'd hold them and read them, and then suddenly it's you can either hold them and read them, or you can view them digitally, or you can do both. Yeah. Kind of conventions are kind of weirdly gone that way as well, haven't they? You'll find that people who, you know, might be a bit intimidated by going to a hall full of people, they might find this is the better option for them, I suppose.
Or like being intimidated approaching someone's table. You might love another creator, but you might not have the guts to go up and say hello. Yeah. I mean, that's me.
You're not people are like online. They've got loads of guts, haven't they?
But with a digital convention as well, if you look at it like this, I mean, yes, we're missing out on all the hugs that we're going to give everyone, which is pretty much 75% of my thought bubble time. These arms were made for hugging. These arms were made for hugging. But we also will cancel out all those people, all you people out there that have said for years and years, oh, I wish I could have been there. Because now you can. Because we're all
going to be
there.
At it online, mate. Yeah.
Well, like, I got to go to San Diego this year because it's online.
Yeah.
Which I would never have had the chance to go to ever.
The other, because the big elephant in the room is the fact that obviously the BO levels are going to be slightly reduced depending on
it depends how you handle your own
snacks. That's true. pretty bad then.
You don't actually have to wash to go to the con, which many people or take
dress
already.
Get dressed.
Get dressed.
I love that. Yeah, great.
I don't mean to denigrate congoers there, but
pajama con.
Yeah.
I just wear my house shorts. I just do that.
Oh no, Tony! No, no, not those.
Just wear them till they perish.
Yeah,
unwashed.
Oh God, no! There will be none of this.
Family friendly, guys.
Family friendly. But that's
We got one more question, so I've got two more actually. So, when we recover from COVID enough to have shows in person again, will there be any changes to Thought Bubble? So, other than perhaps running a digital con alongside of it, have you learned anything from this process, Chloe, that you might apply to a physical convention, do you think? Or,
Well, we already had a bunch of new ideas that we were going to be bringing in this year that we're still hoping to bring in 2021. I'm not going to talk about them, but yeah, there will definitely be changes, and it might be as well that next year, obviously the halls in the aisles in Thought Bubble get pretty packed.
Yeah,
and I don't know if we're ever all going to feel comfortable with that anymore.
True. Yeah.
So it might be that we take on an extra hall and spread out a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different things that we're considering.
Yeah, because it is, you totally have to factor in the new like antibacterial masks, you know, signage, it's much like, you know, shops, offices, you know, any sort of event. I mean, some events have, you know, you see pictures of people just rammed together at these events and you think, you stupid idiots, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I've watched films recently where like people are having a party and I'm like, my God, what, you're having a party, what's wrong with you? Not like it's totally in his minds now that you stay away from people.
It's really changed my attitude, because used to be when I saw people having a party, I'd think, why haven't I been invited? Don't they like me? But now it's like, you fools. So it's allowed me to control, take the power. Yeah, I'm back, you know.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything bad about us spreading out a little bit more and giving people more space. So that might be something that we properly
implement. Because there is a spare hall there, isn't there?
Well, there's millions, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Oh, I've not even been upstairs. There's an upstairs space, isn't there? Surely as well, I think.
Yeah, there's the whole other side of the convention centre that we didn't take.
Okay, and it's not as if they were using it when we were there, was it? You know?
No. Yeah, it's just cash money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, like, how can people support what you guys are doing? Because, obviously, as you say, like, cash money and, like, it costs a lot of money to put on these things, and like you know, it's a lot of it is about like public support and trying to get the groundswell out there. You know, how are the other ways that people can help Thought Bubble?
We've got our Friends of Thought Bubble, which is a program that we normally have running where people support our community works, but this year it's kind of our community work and the actual running of Thought Bubble itself. So you can buy like a year's membership, and you get loads of really cool Thought Bubble stuff and like exclusive prints as like a thank you, but that really helps us. You can still buy a ticket for next year. They're up for sale still.
Nice.
We've got a merch campaign coming soon as well, where we're going to be selling some t-shirts, and anything that you buy from Thought Bubble goes straight into making sure Thought Bubble happens. So yeah, keep your eye out for that, because that's going to be
good stuff. Yeah, we all love. I love a convention T-shirt, me. Just so I can sort of swan it around other conventions, pretending I'm, you know, I've got friends and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna have some cool ones coming up. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, convention swag's just great, isn't it? I remember when Chloe dropped by the table and gave me my I Thought Bubble sticker. And it was one of the moments of my weekend.
Yeah.
They're good stickers.
Yeah, they are great stickers. I'm not even taking a piss. I'm being genuine. Yeah.
There was two highlights. He got a sticker from you, and the lady in the bed and breakfast gave him an extra biscuit. That's his weekend.
Oh, no, right. That B&B was cracking. I tell you, I asked them. I was so happy about it. I did
you added
ask
them on Facebook.
I asked them about... Yeah. Now we're married. No, I asked them about a room for this year, and unfortunately all booked up, so...
No.
Yeah, I know, but obviously I don't know what that's
I'm not like sharing now. A room with you again.
But then I had to change my booking anyway because Dan Butcher was going to come with me. So
yeah,
I had to find a place with bunk beds.
Aww.
I'm only joking. We were going to share a queen.
Yeah, just put a pillow down the middle. You said.
Yep.
Top and tail, I believe, is the phrase you used.
Yeah.
But you better save money where you can.
Yeah, exactly. And just think, right, just from a shilling perspective, all you people out there who are going to go to Thought Bubble and you're going to spend money on travel or you're going to spend money on hotels, that's money that you have in your pocket now that you can spend
on comics.
On these comics.
Yeah.
And it's totally.
A friend of Thought Bubble.
And if
spend
it's
it
like,
on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't want to pay for the postage. Well, you were going to pay for the travel and the hotel anyway. So... And you were going to buy the same book, so just buy the book. Just buy the book.
I noticed that the hotel prices went up this year as well, Chloe. I've got to tell you, I noticed when I went to book the hotel, I went, how much? And I think they spotted the spending power of the comic fan, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, but hopefully that'll drop again next year.
Yeah, well, yeah, fingers crossed. But yeah, you're totally right. You're not getting your trains, you're not paying for a hotel, you're not going out for a meal on the night. And if you can spare it, burn it back into that exhibitor pocket. After having like basically a full year's income because everything's canceled.
I mean, how much were those disco biscuits you bought last year, Vince? They were quite expensive, weren't they?
I made them all myself.
That's true.
grow your own, people. Grow your own.
Biscuit. Where am I? It's 1993. Yeah.
We were talking about Britpop earlier. Jesus Christ. Yeah. What has this show become?
We're lad culture all over.
Yeah.
You're really showing your ages.
Maxim man of here.
don't start picking on us, Chloe. You're better than that. But in terms of the shopping experience, though, it's like any online shopping experience. You can pick and you've got time to pick and choose. Anyone who's been to any convention, we've probably bought a lot of stuff that we probably... wouldn't have bought anyone else. Maybe sometimes you're guilted into it, or you're just there, or you just pick up something and then for some reason you think, oh, I'll just spend £20 on that. Whereas now you can put your money in the right place and you can buy the books that you genuinely want. And when you do, because there will be people probably still launching stuff, Thought Bubble is the launch convention.
We're still going to have all his debuting books listed.
Yeah. Yeah, so
and I think some books sell out. I mean, a couple of books I bought, people going, "Oh, you got the last one." That happens quite a lot of Thought Bubble as well. You got to get to the table and buy it. Same as you got to get to the website and buy it.
Yeah, it'll be the same with this. If you've got a book that you make your shopping lists, people, and when the day comes around, then get in touch with these creators, and you know they will have time for everyone. So.
Yeah, I always say to people as well that if you're going to a convention digitally or otherwise. Try and challenge yourself to get something that you normally wouldn't.
I always do that at a physical convention.
I think that's a bit like you're never going to get the other opportunity to have that many different people's work in front of you. So just go crazy.
Yeah. I discovered that Zay Bernays book last year, I would never have seen him otherwise.
And it was sold out when.
I got the last one.
I spoke to him at the Compite with Hugo Boylan, and I thought I need this book, and it was sold out. But I just. Went on his store afterwards and then bought it. It's a fantastic book.
Lovely stuff.
Oh, nice.
I had a terrible purchasing time at Thought Bubble last year because I made the decision that I was going to do it all on the Sunday afternoon.
Oh, right.
And which I didn't really think about. Things are going to have sold out, et cetera, et cetera. But then, yeah, a bunch of stuff happened and I physically didn't have the time. So I bought one thing in the whole weekend. So honestly, that's probably the biggest reason that I'm so disappointed that 2020 isn't happening.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to do it Saturday morning. I'm going to get everything out of the way and then I can work the rest of the weekend.
Obviously.
Unfortunately, Chloe, you've created a rod for your own back because you've just created a digital convention where you can do that anyway. You're still going to be able to buy everything.
Yeah. The words I remember last year, Chloe, is we were being led by Mr. Mike Sedaka on a goose chase trying to find somewhere to get a drink, and we walked past you and I remember saying hi Chloe, and you had your head down and you were walking, and I remember saying to you the following day that you were so tired you don't actually remember me saying things. I get that a lot.
I genuinely had no idea that had happened.
I was completely and utterly tired off my head after that, so I don't know how you felt. Yeah, it must have been exhausting.
I've never been as exhausted in my entire life. It was all adrenaline the whole weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday was just this crazy adrenaline rush. And then I got home Monday afternoon and my tongue had split. I'd got really cracked lips. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't eaten in like 3 days. But it was great. I was so excited to do it again.
I stopped off at Leicester Forest East because I thought, right, I'm going to stop before I get home. If I get home, I'm just going to go to sleep. I need to do the sales report. So I thought, I'll stop there. I'll go and get a coffee. I went upstairs at the services and it was full of everyone from Thought Bubble continuing the party.
That's so cool. I didn't want to leave. Even though I was completely exhausted and broken, I just didn't want to leave. It was just the best weekend.
Yeah. It was great. It was my favourite Thought Bubble so far.
Absolutely
brilliant time.
That's because I was working it.
Yeah, you see, that's the reason. Yeah, exactly.
It was mine because I got a sticker.
I'll tell you what, if this year goes well, as well as last year, we sold out pretty much everything we had.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a joy to drive that empty car home. Compared to on the way there, I was driving with Hilda Doll sat on the seat next to me with the seatbelt on. Yeah, it was that packed a car.
Back of the car was like a couple of inches off the ground.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it really was.
Get a speed bump.
Genuinely, on the back of last year, the feedback was so incredible. It's really cool that the big changes didn't affect how people enjoyed it.
No, I thought it was great. And it's nice to have it in that, because we owned a town, didn't we, that time?
Yeah.
Leeds is so big, you could go to a pub and not see anyone. But this, everywhere you went was people from the convention. It was nice.
It was a really nice atmosphere. And a massive shout out to the Thought Bubble volunteers as well. Because when you turned up, they were all just the nicest people in the world.
I've already said, with the luckiest people, we've got the nice exhibitors, we've got the nicest guests, we've got the best volunteers. And moving to a different city didn't matter because they all came with us and just kept the same atmosphere.
So,
and you know, it's going to happen next year. So we're glad that you guys are obviously, you're going to be a deadly machine because, you know, you've had to reschedule things, but you've just learned new skills.
We've definitely learned loads of stuff, which is the reason why we'll still do part of it digital next year as well, because we've got these skills that we don't want to
It's extra ammunition, isn't it, really? Something that was just a purely, you know, convention there on the day, that whole weekend, you know, that festival weekend, if you know what I mean. Now you have, you'll have the experience and you have the knowledge of the digital convention, so you'll have so much at your disposal. It's exciting. I mean, obviously you can't think about that now because you just think about this digital convention.
And it's a separate revenue stream for creators as well. You know, there's which is a thing, a door you're opening up for people who might not, you know, if you run both, you'll obviously be mixing and matching. People won't be at, you know, you'll have an extra 50 people able to table, which is always the drama, isn't it, in choosing people to table.
The opportunities ahead for Thought Bubble, and obviously, you know, if this goes well, you know, other conventions or whatever that are watching, because much like you were watching San Diego and stuff, other people are going to be tuning into Thought Bubble, aren't they, and seeing how you guys do it. So everyone's going to, when comics are at their best, it's when everyone's helping each other and it's feeding itself.
Absolutely.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And, like, you know, I didn't know much about it until, like, Chloe was here. I thought I'll just get it direct from her.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not a... I don't understand the interweb.
It's not like me.
Well, we're trying to make it as accessible as possible as well. Yeah. So even the people that aren't, like, constantly...
Even the old people, I think,
like,
I mean.
Yeah, even the old folks will be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, the old folks, the young folks, the in-between. I mean, do you know, like, is it just going to the Thought Bubble Festival website on the day?
Yes. So all the convention halls and the panel rooms and everything will be on his website. So YouTube will be linked into the website itself. Obviously, because we're massive on Twitter, we all love Twitter, that's where most of the updates will be. But the hub is our website.
Nice.
So it'll be all there, and it'll be free. The digital convention will be free, won't it? So,
totally free. Every single part of it's free, yeah.
And that's good stuff. That's the music to people's ears everywhere.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
Free. Yeah. Turn up and then spend your money.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, though, I think now is the time to peruse those exhibitors and, like Chloe said, discover the people that you didn't know. I mean, normally when I've exhibited at a convention anyway, I've gotten into the habit of looking at the exhibitor pages and seeing what new, you know, I love discovering new artists and new creators and new comics and stuff. So now's the time. This is the perfect time to check out those things that you didn't know before, discover those books, you know, and just make your bookshelves even heavier.
And from the point of view of an exhibitor as well, when we come out so that you can send in this, like, this advert that I was saying that we're going to put on our website, think about what would attract people to you as well, saying, like, oh, well, if you like this, and this, then you'll love the work that I put out.
I suppose it's the little words you use as people walk past your table, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they've got enough time to kind of look into that and research.
Yes.
The best way to present themselves and maybe get something lined up for the day, make sure their online shops are ready to go,
etc. Bunch of tips beforehand. Yeah.
Work out your postage in advance, all that sort of thing.
Basically, you have your boxes of books, have your envelopes, have everything ready to go, have your, you know, pads in front of you, have your video, you know.
Yeah, like, and I know a bunch of our exhibitors don't even have online shops as well, so this is a chance for you to set up a big cartel, set up an Etsy.
Yeah,
it's easy.
If I can do it, anyone can do it, I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not difficult. Yeah,
But you're still not going to play that piano, Tony.
You can sell books through Comic House.
There you go.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
totally.
For a
penny. Yeah, that's it. We're paying for that sponsorship.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great. For all you people, all you exhibitors, you've got time, sort out what you're going to do. All you visitors, just stay tuned to social media. Whenever you pop on, just see what new books, because we're getting to that point where people are going to start announcing. Like, I'll be launching this at this time. I think, you know.
I'm fully expecting in the next sort of 3 or 4 weeks, we'll start getting review copies for books that are coming out in November.
And because there'll probably be people as well, just thinking of this now, there was always the Thought Bubble print deadline. There was I've got to have my books, I've got to have them stocked up, and I've got to have them in the car. There's a little bit, you know. You've got a little bit more time.
There's a tiny breathing space, but don't go nuts on that, I reckon, because if you're not sending books out within a week, people will be on your case, won't they?
Yeah, you've got to be ready to send your books out. But, you know, but there could be more people, you know, there'll be people that are probably from now, between now and Thought Bubble, they'll probably create a book. I hate those people that manage to do that so quickly.
Yeah.
But it'll happen.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're looking forward to it. We'll be there on the day.
Yeah, can't wait.
We'll be there at the weekend.
Yeah.
Cool, good.
And at the disco.
Yeah, we'll be cruising. I've got my clothes, I've got my outfit sorted out for the disco.
You're not wearing
that sort of thing.
You're not going to dress. It's not that Elvis jumpsuit again, is it?
It's quite tight.
Oh, God. You really need to wash it as well.
No, don't.
So Chloe, you're going to be DJing, yeah? What fat tracks are you going to drop on?
Oh, my on God, you old public? Bastard, you. You granddad.
Well, I don't know if any of you have ever met me, but I am not a party person.
Chloe, on a completely different note, I'm really enjoying your art at the moment, mate.
Oh, cheers. Thanks.
Yeah, I really like seeing your art pop up. I didn't know you were so good.
I'm pretty good. No, I'm not. I couldn't even finish that sentence. But yeah, well, I mean, I've got more time in the house now. So
yeah,
I'm trying to use it for something a bit more productive than
stuff.
Scrolling.
Drinking red wine. Yeah, like I do. Yeah.
God. Yes. So stay tuned and we will update you. I mean, Chloe's going to let us know all about it anyway, so we'll keep you in the loop as well.
Mm, yeah.
And we'll stay friends with her just to get free stickers.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Why else?
Right. So with that in mind, do we have any shout outs?
I've got a few from my world tour. The world tour continued this week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I drove up to Scotland. On the way up, I stopped off and saw Nikki and Ian from the Lakes Pod. Love them. We went for dinner. They paid. Hey. It's very kind of them. I went to a pub. Has anyone been to a Wetherspoons since lockdown?
No.
Since lockdown?
Yeah.
No.
Because you have to pay on an app. You can't go to the counter. You've got to use the app.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't have the app because I'm from London. And Ian ended up paying for it. It was very kind of him. Then I went on the way up through to Scotland. I stopped off at Johnny Cannon's house. How cool was that?
Hey.
Gave me a couple of pages for the new book that's coming out.
Did you manage to get through the gates? And how far is the drive? Is it 2 miles?
Yeah, it's an in and out driveway. He literally lives on a lock. He's like a lord of some kind, I think.
Lord Cannon.
It's like Monarch of the Glen.
Yeah. And then I drove through, and then I drove to Dundee, and I went for a drink with Tom Stewart, Dave Robertson, and the mighty Mike Sedaka as well. So look at that, fit in loads of comic people on the way on my little trip.
Fantastic.
Good stuff. Good seeing everyone, actually. You're really good company. Really funny. Yeah, kept me going on. And then I drove for 7.5 hours all the way home without a stop.
Wow.
Well, oh, God. Killer. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. The other one I've got is Galaxy Grappling Alliance 2. Should be in your inboxes. I got mine today or yesterday and read through it. It's brilliant stuff. Really good stuff. Damien stepped it up again. For anyone who's into comics and or wrestling, and I don't understand wrestling, but I like comics. So I really enjoyed it. And there's a little bit of a Hercules. If you look in the background, you might see a certain Adam Faulp holding up Atomic Hercules sign, which is pretty cool as well, please. And it's also got a Mr. Butcher pin-up in it.
Yeah. Oh, nice one.
Yeah, it's got... who's the wrestler, the post-apocalyptic
El
wrestler?
Oh, El Marvo.
It's got an El Marvo pin-up in it, yeah.
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 Indeed,
so go to www.art92. It's the letters, so spelled out art92.com, and you'll find a copy if you didn't back it. It's worth looking at. Galaxy Grappling Alliance by Damien Edwardson. There you go.
I tapped up Damien to do the cover for Vanguard 17. So
yeah.
Oh,
one
be
hand
nice.
Washes the other hand. So yeah. I've done this for him.
Yes. You're the mafia.
Yeah.
Now I've got a couple of Kickstarters. One has quite easily made its goal and then some, but that's because it's got a million people in it. If you're on social media, you've probably been made aware of Tales from the Quarantine. Everybody has a tale to tell. These are theirs. 400 artists and writers from 60 countries create the anthology of the decade. I mean, that's one hell of a statement. But yeah, Fraser Brown has put a lot of people together on this. So if you I think it's on one of the front pages of Kickstarter as well. It's got 40 days to go. It's got 431 backers as I speak. And it smashed its goal already. But this is going to be... I mean, I love the cover. It's going to be a huge book. So, yeah.
Is this going to be the bookend for quarantine comics, do you think? Do you think we're going to be done with them after this? Do you think this is going to be so triumphant, nobody else dare put anyone out?
This is, the arc de triomphe. This is, once this is done, that's it.
Don't bother.
Yeah, job done.
Don't bother.
But what you're really doing, another Kickstarter, which does need your backing, 18 days to go, is Ghost Band, another six-page graphic novel.
I hadn't seen the video. What was the video you mentioned last week where he signs it? Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Yeah, it's good egg.
Yeah.
Jason, our pal.
Jason McNamara, who's a brilliant writer, and this is basically a one and done graphic novel. When a technological plague destroys the world, a handful of survivors descend on San Francisco, only to discover they have only 24 hours before they too will be wiped out. Hoping to leave a legacy that will outlast them, they do what any good San Franciscan would. They make art out of it. So it's about a bunch of people on the edge of the apocalypse coming together and starting a band. And this looks, it looks really great. So go to the Kickstarter campaign, watch the video, pledge. It's going to be great. It looks, I mean, the awesome look, the artwork looks bloody amazing as well. And it's decent prices as well, which is what we want.
Have you ever been in a band, Chloe? Because you're a bit musical, aren't you?
Have you ever been in the band?
Yeah, you're a bit musical, aren't you?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, nice one.
Nice. And Dan, have you got any shout outs this week?
Two quick ones. We've got the comic scene annual 2021. There's so many creators on this that it'll take fucking 10-15 minutes to go for more. But there's loads of them, including me. I'm doing a new Project Hoax.
Oh, story, nice. With, good stuff,
Sam George, yeah. London. Yeah. So that'll be in that. And finally, one that might have slipped under the radar. It's Team Up in Time and Space Turbo Thrust Issue Zero comic.
Yeah, what is this?
I've done a pin-up for this chap as a Kickstarter reward for a project. And I was like, oh, wow, these characters look really good. So I'm going to have to... I'll send them the link to you so you can check it out.
There's, I've not heard of this.
Whole video, yeah, okay. Lots of stuff on it.
Nice.
So, are you on the video?
Unfortunately not.
Mate, I really liked you. I know nothing about computers, you know that. And I really liked watching your video showing how to do crowd scenes this week. Really good, mate.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, that was really good.
Yeah. You've got a lovely way about you, and from a sort of teaching point of view, it's good stuff.
Like Bob Ross.
Well, yeah, I put together a quick video on how I put together a crowd scene in Vanguard, and show you kind of like some of the production methods are used to do so.
And that's flipping the images and that
that's
sort
your
of thing,
Patreon,
yeah,
isn't it?
That I made that one free to everyone.
Oh, right, so brilliant.
I usually do like stuff for Patreon and then have it go for a little one, then make it free. But on that one, since I'm trying to get back into making the videos.
It's a really good idea there, dude. Like the way you've put that together, it's almost one of those, oh, of course. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You could do one for Thought Bubble.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah,
I had a Knight Rider transition in it just because I've been
that
watching
made me
Knight Rider.
Laugh. I laughed out loud. Hearing that, ba-ba-da-ba. I just thought, yes.
It used to be whenever Knight Rider used to go to commercial break, you'd get like a freeze frame, and the frame would get smaller, and then like the kit would drive towards the screen.
I remember that. Yeah.
So like after the first bit of the video, for the first couple of minutes, that comes on, and I watched a couple of stuff just bursting into laughter. But yeah, go wrap it in.
Yeah, it's quality. Yeah, we'll put that link.
Yeah, it's
in the
pretty
show
swish, man. It's like, it's. Slick, man. As slick as fuck. Yeah. Very impressed.
Yeah.
The only problem is my shit broadband connection. It just takes forever to fucking upload.
Oh, I saw you put it. It says like 13 hours to go or something.
Yeah.
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 Oh, man.
Oh, dear. Well, hopefully we'll see more of them because Dan knows what he's talking about. Anyone?
Yeah, get on it. Do one for Thought Bubble. Yeah, I'd watch that. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Yeah.
If you start uploading it now, it might be up there by the time.
might be.
Oh dear. But yes, Thought Bubble's all about comics. We're all about comics, and it's time to recommend some lovely comics to you lovely people. And as is the way with this show, the guest goes first. Chloe, what would you like to recommend to our lovely listeners? It could be anything you want. Go for it.
I've got three things that I want to recommend.
Ooh.
All on varying scales. So one of them I haven't read or even seen yet. But I've been really excited for. It's an Avery Hill, Zoe Thorogood.
Oh yes,
the impending blindness of Billy Scott. Yeah. I've been seeing her putting this together for like the past few months, and I'm just super excited for it.
There's a lot of buzz about that at the moment, actually. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We what was the book we reviewed of hers? You reviewed it, V, didn't you? And then you sent it out to us. What was that?
Angel. Was it called?
Yeah, that was a lovely little short story, wasn't it? We were quite taken with that. I'm going to say about a year ago or so now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, her artwork's incredible, and it's just been really cool seeing it. And Zoe got the physical copy of it today, so it's just, yeah,
okay.
I'm super excited.
Are you pals with her, or?
No.
No, okay. No, and I wasn't saying that was a reason you're doing it. When you said she got the copy today, I was thinking, oh, maybe you were chatting to her. But,
This is purely a Twitter stalking.
Okay, cool. I do that a lot.
Another one is from one of a friend of mine. So it's Nick Gonzo, Soul Samurai.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was a Kickstarter. And I got my hands on one of those, and you should definitely check it out.
Well, we reviewed Nick's stuff year one of this, didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah, did.
Yeah, he told me to say hi when I said that.
He popped by the Nobrow table at Thought Bubble last year, and I had a chat with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
The Spaceman one he did. Really enjoyed that.
He's got a real underground feel to his stuff, hasn't he?
And
he knows his comics. He really does know his comics.
Yeah,
he does. I've seen a few sneak peeks of things that he's putting together as well that look great. Definitely worth a social media stalk.
Or a real one. If you've got the time.
Either way, as long as you stay at 2 meters.
Yeah. Practice social distance if you're fine.
Yeah, and then the last one, this came out maybe like at the start of lockdown, so Barking by Lucy Sullivan.
I'm sure you probably spoke
about this at some point.
Yeah, we had her on a few months ago. Lucy.
But I've loved that. That's been a highlight.
It was funny because Lucy's parents used to own a nightclub that I used to go to. And we sort of realised it whilst recording the show, didn't we? It was all very strange.
Of course.
I would not be surprised if, when it comes to the end of the year, a lot of people mention that book.
Yeah, that's going to feature, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just really stand out.
It's a nice hardback copy as well. I like the way they produced it. It's got a little bit of there's a shelf feel to it, isn't it? It's not like just a trade paperback. It's an art thing, isn't it? It's an art.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's one of those books that you look back at for inspiration.
Mm. Yeah.
And nice. Lucy was a guest on the show talking about a lot of the the personal stuff, and also she's got humour like us as well.
Yeah, so, a bit of a 2018 fan as well, and she was like another one who was influenced by comics growing up and then got into it, and I kind of like that, you know.
Seek out that episode because it's fascinating and a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. I do a quick recommend for something I came across this week and I posted it up?
Okay, babes.
Tony's write-up for the London Super Comic Con, I think it was 2017. I posted it up and, like, such great memories.
Oh, it was, isn't it? Everyone replied.
Real con days.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard the story, Chloe, but me and Vince got in early at the convention on the... Was it the Sunday morning, Vince?
Sunday.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
And we left little pretend love notes from fake people in people's pencil cases.
What are you saying?
Well, I did, but you joined it. You kept up the facade.
The night before, Chris Simba, Dan Harris, like, were on it large.
Yeah,
and they were fucked the next day.
Like,
hanging out their ass.
They were hanging, and they came in to find notes in their pencil case that says, "Do you fancy some sexy time? I like your smile," and this sort of thing. And they're like, who's written this? And they were coming up to our table, and me and Vince were having to play stupid, and it became quite the thing of the day, wasn't it? It was funny. Yeah.
Giving people a little confidence boost, that's nice.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the thing is as well, it was like zero footfall at that convention.
That's
but because it was like everyone just ended up laughing and joking with each other and like literally in the pub non-stop, and it was just one of those conventions where it's just hilarious for the whole time.
It gave birth to one of the best convention photos of all time when we're in the Mexican, which I think Sarah Harris posted on social media recently.
Oh, is that where you look just really deadpan?
Yeah. What a great time.
I had a good lol. Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, dear. These days will be back, people. Have faith. These sort of times will be back.
That con was the perfect storm of what all went wrong.
Yeah.
The trains weren't working, the underground weren't working, it was a bank holiday.
Not until weekend, wasn't it, as well?
It wasn't advertised properly, it was just terrible for him. But
yeah,
we had a good laugh.
Yeah.
But we had a great time. We went for a pizza, Chris Weston, do you remember?
Yeah. And I still spent far too much money, because that's what I do at every Comic-Con I'm at.
Yeah.
Anyway, great, fantastic recommends, Chloe. And did you say you had another one, Dan?
I did. I got Thunders from Garth Harry Hopkins. I really enjoy this. I have to say, I was quite late to come into Gareth's work, but now I've kind of, I was kicking myself when I didn't see him advertise this on Twitter, because they're handmade and sort of like limited run.
Yeah.
If you say you want one, he'll make you one, and he takes them on in batches. So I think me and a couple other people were saying, oh shit, we missed. Is there another chance of getting another run? So he made it and sent it out the next couple of days later. And he was saying to me, lamenting how hard it is to get to the post office now working from home. And I totally agree, because I'm working harder at home than I did when I was in the office. I used to be able to get a lunch break. Now I don't get a lunch break. So to get out to the post office was a rarity. But I'd love this book. It's kind of, it is Gareth's observations about life and what's currently going on. And it's not. It's kind of pushed to a little extreme. At least I hope it is. Otherwise, Gareth might be having some kind of
breakdown.
Some kind of, sociopathic breakdown where he disassociates from himself.
I think it's a combination of both.
Yeah, of course, you know. And he did grow a beard, so that might have some answers to it.
Yeah.
It was a good beard. But
it was good. I quite like that beard. Yeah.
Gareth, we're
Because mine got drenched, got left out by the postman. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't Gareth's fault. It was the postman's fault. And it got drenched and it made it into this whole new art product. And I reviewed it in that way. But he sent me another copy yesterday. Got another copy from him yesterday. With he sends a little postcard out, doesn't he? Sort of cheesy postcard with a note on the back of it. Yeah, it's good.
I've got an older 2000 AD card.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay.
Dread on it.
I got topless lady.
Well, if you're interested in getting a copy, I think go on to it at Gerthink and contact him there. I think he's set up an Etsy shop, or you go to his mailing list and he'll get a copy to you. Well worth it.
Are you aware of his work, Chloe?
No, I don't think I am, actually.
He does mostly abstract stuff. Now, are we allowed to say where this comes from, the panel structure for this? Are we allowed to say this?
I think so, yeah. It's not kind of...
Yeah. So he did something called, I think, 683, and that was the panel structure. He recreated 2000 AD prog 683 in an abstract form, and the panels were the same as inside the prog.
Yeah.
And he did this with an issue of Thunderstrike, the old Marvel comic from the 90s.
Gotcha.
And it's done abstractly, yeah. He told us on the Drink and Draw, didn't he, I think?
But knowing that, you would never guess it when you look.
You couldn't guess it.
Yeah.
No,
it's completely transformative.
Yeah,
it's a really
poetical thing. I think you'd like it, Chloe. It's not just his thoughts. It's almost the thoughts we all have, but we forget sometimes.
Yeah.
But he mixes that in with some quite haunting stuff, and he uses repeats as well of lines, which have a really, really nice effect on it. It's, we love his stuff. I think it's like we said before. It's one of those things I wish more people knew about, because I think we'd get. Yeah,
there's several of Gareth's books on Comic House.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and it's a surprising sort of genre, because we love all kinds of books, and I never would have thought, 10 years ago, that an abstract book like this would be in my wheelhouse. But whenever Gareth creates something, I'm there, because it hits you on a level you don't expect. So.
Yeah, it's quite touching, isn't it? Yeah.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, cool. Well worth checking out.
Do you want me to go next? Because I think all three of us have read your one, haven't we? So we'll probably let you crack on, and then we'll chime in.
Yeah, it's a series that's been talked about on the show before. So
So
let's all go in on that one.
Yeah.
So I'll do mine first, and then we'll do that as the last one, shall we? How's that?
Yeah.
So Department of Truth by Image Comics, issue 1, very kindly got sent through by R. Powell Martin Simmons, written by James Tinian IV, letters by Aditya Bidikar, designed by Dylan Todd, editor Steve Fox. It opens in Dallas on the 22nd of November 1963. We all know what happened on that day, don't we, everyone?
Yeah.
JFK got shot that day, and it's a man in custody, and he's been taken in and accused of shooting the president, and he claims he's a patsy. And this is Lee Harvey Oswald. The Trenchcoat Brigade, i.e. the sort of Men in Black kind of characters from the 60s, early 60s, appear, and they ask to clear the room. Oswald gives them a coded message, which is up is down and down is up. And then the page explodes with colour. I have to say, Martin's art on this is outstanding. It's different to what you will have seen if you read Punk's Not Dead. Really, really interesting stuff. We then jump to the present day and to a man and a woman traveling in a car together. The man is trying not to throw up and is asking the woman if she's going to kill him. She says she's not, and he gets taken somewhere. And turns out that this man who is called Cole, turns out he saw something that he shouldn't have seen, that shouldn't exist. And he's also a teacher at Quantico. I have to be really careful about this because there's a big twist at the end of issue one. And Martin's asked me not to expose it. And Cole teams up with, he's asked to join this group of people, this special investigations, sort of black ops kind of group of people, in which he does. And two really clever things happen, and I won't spoil them, but they kept me guessing all the way to the end. And it's a clever book. I sent Martin a message saying that's one of the best fucking issue ones I've ever read. It builds it up.
Nice.
Really, really good.
It's got some lovely variant covers as well.
It's yeah, it has. Variant. It's got some sort of cool sort of design heavy. Yeah. I know you two guys would love those variant covers.
The,
yeah.
Really the cover where the woman's got the black X's over her eyes and she's sort of, but she's putting the sunglasses down.
Yeah, no, she's a character in it. I can't talk about it.
I've forgotten the creator for now, but that's a, yeah, that's a stunning
right.
cover.
Okay. It's, it has implications that what we know may change the world, and not perhaps in the way you're thinking from what the way I just said that. It's interesting. It's a real ideas book. Tinney and the Force come up with something that is worthy of something maybe Warren Ellis or something like that will have written. You know, the real, really heavy, interesting, deep idea that will only continue building, I think, through the next few issues.
And a thought bubble guest.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, there you go. Excellent. Good stuff. mine's art has changed, I have to say. He's slightly looser, but it's got more of a... I messaged him saying it really reminds me of John J. Muth, who did Meltdown and a lot of other books. And he's always had that Sienkiewicz tip on his work, hasn't he, that we've admired previously. Mm. But there's more a sort of looser Sienkiewicz feel to it. It's very cool. It really is. Because it's done in this covert world, it's got secrets and lies and hidden things. It suits that subject so well. Mm. The characters are at once very iconic and recognizable, but full of like real life expressions and real life movements. This Cole wears a pair of glasses and they sort of flip about a bit on his head, depending on what state of mind he's in and stuff like that. The people move on the page. You'll see when you, it's not out until the end of September, but you've got to get a copy. And people, there's a real motion to the way he draws people. There's, a movement in each of the panels. There's no stiffness. I think I'm getting to the point now where I just hate things that are just like completely confined within a panel, you know. Mm. And he moves about on the page. There's some really interesting stuff. And the conversations have a real energy to them. Much of this, because it's a conspiracy book, much of the action is involved in what we're told, kind of. But it's not exposition heavy. It's very much in the conversation. And something happens towards the end, which I can't reveal. Two things happen. The first one visually is just an explosion. It's just so stunning, so beautifully done. And it also has that element of paranoia, which just reeks off the page. I have to say, Tinian's a great writer, man. I didn't realize quite how good he was. Mm. I'm on board this. He's just sent me through issue two as well, which he says gets a bit darker, which I can't imagine how much more darker it's going to get than that. But yeah. Yeah, I think this is going to be a book to watch this year. I genuinely think is Image is a funny beast, isn't it? Sometimes Image books come out, no matter how. I mean, we talk about comics and read about comics constantly every day, don't we? As a little group of friends, but sometimes Image books have come out that I haven't heard of.
Yeah,
and I think sometimes you really need to spread the word on Image books, because otherwise they don't quite. Unless you're pouring over Diamond every day, you sometimes miss things, and I don't think this can be missed. I think this really really should get name out. So end of September, you go to your comic shop and pre-order it now, or go to your supplier of comics and pre-order it, because I think it's going to be a big one. I think you'll want to get this in issues rather than in trades, because I think the issue prices will flip up and people will finally realize, as we've been telling them for years, how good Martin is, you know.
Jenny Frisson or Frisson was the
artist. She did the cover.
I would have a print of that on my wall any day of the week.
Nice. Yeah, I'll wait till you. I'll get the permission from mine and send you the copy of this, guys. But wait till you see the twists. Brilliant, really good. The Department of Truth issue one. Yeah, very good.
Speaking of twists, I'm going to talk about an issue three of a series that Tony probably a few episodes ago.
Yeah,
he brought my attention. And
I knew you'd dig this, man. I knew immediately.
Yeah, this is Vince all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is available digitally. It's pretty decent value actually online. It's only $1.50.
Yeah, I think the first two issues are available on Comixology. The third issue is coming to Comixology, but it's currently available through his website, through Handwritten Entertainment. I spoke to Sean earlier. Yeah.
Yes, this is written by Sean Gabarin, art by Michaela de Seiko. I won't get that right. Hopefully, I did.
Yeah.
Color by Jan Perelette. And this is issue 3 and issue 1 and 2, because I'm going to recommend the whole fucking thing to you all.
Yeah.
Is Let's All Die. Now, for those who don't know, this is the synopsis, shall we say. When Zoe and her friends head off for a weekend at Camp Silver Skies, they only have one goal in mind: to die. Which is a really interesting setup. They know a slasher stalks the camp. They know no one has walked out alive in the past 20 years. And that's exactly why they're going. Now, as Tony explained, one of the things that sold me on this...
A suicide help group.
This is a suicide help group who have all decided they're just going to go somewhere, you know, to take that moral question out of their hands. They're going somewhere for someone to kill them.
Where do you go to get killed? You go to a summer camp in America, where a slasher will...
Yeah,
it's basically like Jason Voorhees, isn't it?
Camp Crystal Lake,
yeah.
But when a woman's car breaks down by the camp, they must decide between fulfilling their goal or helping her get out alive.
Yeah, but I'm not sure who she is. My God, yeah, that's playing on my mind.
This is a very interesting book. When Tony initially talked about the first, I think it was two issues... wasn't it?
You talked about issue one,
but issue two had just come out, I think. So immediately it was click, click, let's read these. This is such a good series. This is you're absolutely right. This was completely in my wheelhouse. It does for comic book slasher stories what Cabin in the Woods did for those sort of things in the movies. It takes something that you think you know and turns it on its head and keeps you guessing, because this is a mystery. That's what I love. And it's also a character piece. And considering these characters get taken out, and boy, do they get
There's that weird combination of they tell you they want to die, but survival instinct may or may not take over. It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they don't, just because they've been in this group, they all don't really know each other. There's lots of things going on.
Yeah.
And Tony didn't spoil anything for me when he did the first one, and we're not going to spoil anything for you now, because the joy of this book is like the joy of a good horror movie, or that sort of, like, you don't know when someone's going to go at any time. And certainly there are moments in issue 3 where people went and I did not expect them to go in such a way.
Savage, man. Absolutely savage.
Absolutely savage. But, and this is an important thing.
It's horrific violence.
It's horrific, God. And completely fits with the narrative.
Yeah.
Everything is for a purpose. This isn't just sort of, we're a horror book, let's show something graphic just for the sake of, like,
no, it's got a lot more soul than that, man. There's a moment in, no spoilers, there's a moment in where it almost goes spiritual. There's almost like, what is she doing there? It's incredibly well written.
I was waiting for one penny to drop and then other ones dropped instead that I wasn't even paying attention to. This is masterfully written. I would say this is absolutely spot on the money. This is someone that knows the genre, has it's a dark premise. This is a very dark premise going into it, people.
Who do you guys think is the killer? Because I reckon we've seen him, because
we've already seen him. We'll talk about this off the air.
Because I've got a couple of ideas.
And it does throw some red herrings in at you as well. There was one death, I think, at the end of issue 2. I didn't expect that character to go so soon.
When I read it,
I messaged Tony, like, the way that happened is...
Yeah.
I mean, death is never good, people. But the way it happened, it was pretty fucking sweet.
That's anxiety dream nightmare, isn't it?
It's fucking awful. But also, big shout out to the creative, you know, the artwork team and stuff as well. Clean artwork,
nice and clear. People, you know, who everyone is,
you know who everyone is. There is facial acting, which when you want fear and terror, is written across their faces. I mean, let's face it, in a story like this, you know what the setup is. They're in Camp Crystal Lake, essentially. Like I say, it's Jason Voorhees. So the killer himself does have that sort of, you know, it's a faceless kind of killer. But there's still a cool look to him. I think you're seeing more of him as the story goes on. And I'm waiting for that reveal. And this must be only 4 issues, because it feels like we're on the precipice of...
It's not at night. It's not like dark in the shadows.
No.
This is, you know the bit in Halloween where you see him standing in the street and it's more chilling because it's the middle of the day. Yeah. It's like that for me. Yeah.
We've had an issue 3 as well. I mean, the creative team could correct me online if I'm wrong. I think issue 3 has the, you know, every horror film has the, that's the death everyone remembers. That's right. Everyone's favourite death. I think issue 3 has that.
Yeah, okay, I think I know the one you mean.
And
yeah,
it's the one good, towards the end.
Yeah,
it's the one towards the end.
There's a moment
I've never seen before,
man, I think,
and that's great.
Yeah, the thing is as well, it's like I'm used to horror comics that give everything away in the first issue, and then it's just let everyone running around till everyone gets murdered at the end of issue 4 or something. Mm. This one keeps the ideas coming. You know, he's staggered it all, isn't he? Which is clever.
Yeah, and I think even though it is, you've got your final, like, character or whatever, you know, you have that sort of setup, they're all really well written. This is about the people as well. I mean, what they managed to fit into 24 pages for each issue is staggering. I think it's staggering, because sometimes I've read 6 issues of a series and I haven't given a shit about a character when they, when they die. So yeah, Let's All Die, it totally hit me right in my horror vein where I wanted. There is also a lovely black sense of humour as well. This isn't a grim, you're not going to read it and then think, what's the point of anything? Which I think is a danger with some horror books. Some of it's so dark and so, there has to be a sense of, dare I say it with the subject matter here as well, but there has to be a sense of fun, I think, with horror comics, don't you think? You know, you know, especially now, the world is a nightmare enough. This is entertainment.
This has got the freshness of feel that I had when I first saw Scream.
Yeah.
You know, never mind the sequels and all that nonsense. The first one had a fresh take to it, didn't it?
Yeah. And it still stands up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've really sold that one to me. Well done.
It's
really good. It's really good fun.
Yeah.
And you will sort of.
Possible future guest.
Yeah. So definitely check this series out, because I absolutely love it. And it's just a really well put together indie book that more people need to know about. So thank you, Tony, for letting me know about this.
And it's a bit of a weird one, because it's Handwritten Entertainment, which is a company that I think it's just this book. Because he does stuff. Who does he normally do stuff with?
Is it Action Lab, isn't it?
Yeah, Action Lab Danger Zone, isn't it? And this is just a project of his own. So it's one of these things, unless you really dig for stuff, you never find stuff on Comixology.
Here's something I wanted to... I don't know who does the letters on it.
I'm not sure.
But here's something I noticed, and go back and have a look at it, gents, and see if you notice it on issue 3. When it comes to the action moments, the dark moments, the horrific moments, there's no effects.
There's no sound
effects. Yeah, I like that.
The only sound effect you have is when I think someone's asleep and there's sounds coming from outside. There's just one page with some effects of like thump, 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 thump. There's no effects for anything else.
And I works, doesn't it?
I didn't think about it afterwards, and I thought, that's really, really effective. That's it's clearly a choice.
Do you think that creates like more tension in it?
I think it totally does. And I think
there's a coldness to it, isn't there? There's an everyday coldness to it, rather than having like huge sound effects, which kind of take away the reality of things sometimes, don't they?
I guess sound effects have they come across as a little bit... it's like a little bit cheesy, and I guess if this is a horror, then it's something you want to avoid.
Because if you have a moment where something, you know, someone dies, I'm not going to say what happens, I'm looking at a page now where someone dies, if you had an effect on that, it would probably cheapen it.
Maybe diminish it.
Diminish it. I think that's...
The lack of sound effects isolate you as well. You got, like, there's not so much information coming in from the world. You're only limited to what you're given.
Yeah.
It's an interesting touch.
It's telling you. When you put a sound effect on a page, and it's something I don't think about that much, I guess, you're telling the reader what they're hearing. But if you're showing something pretty graphic and you don't have a sound effect, what does the reader hear in their head?
Plus, I think we're in the world now of people putting shit online that is from CCTV and stuff, of horrific things.
Yeah.
And there's that voyeuristic thing to it as well, isn't it? Well, we don't really hear bash or crash or something, do we? We just see it, you know. Yeah.
Totally, and we've all seen horror films as well, so we all know the sound effects.
Yeah. You're all intelligent enough, people. This is a no. Our listeners are all lovely.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, this is a book for you, so definitely check it out. And I look forward to seeing what you think of it, though, because it's
Let us know. Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, that's good. And this has been another awesome show.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed it, and thank you again, Chloe, for coming on to talk all things Thought Bubble.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Yeah, you are welcome back anytime, and we mean it because this is the second time she's been on the show.
Yep.
Now, in all seriousness, though, we're looking forward to Thought Bubble this year, next year, every year, and stay tuned, people, to. More announcements and things coming up in the program, etc. Because it's gonna be a good time. And, we at Awesome HQ are gonna see what we can do to make things a little bit interesting as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we should do something for it, guys. Definitely.
Yeah. Send me your ideas.
Yeah, drink and draw. Definitely, I'm definitely on board for that. Love that idea.
Yeah, I think it's drink and draw. Ooh, so many ideas. That's what I love about comic conventions. Even just talking about them, you walk away thinking, what if I do this?
Yeah.
We might even dress the same. As usual.
We do that anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a uniform on this show. And that uniform is someone who's given up. But we hope you don't give up on this show. But if there's anything you want us to talk about in the upcoming weeks, or if there's anything you want us to, you know, there's some interesting stuff that we've talked about this week and you want us to discuss it further, or maybe there's topics for future shows, whether it be about making comics or comics in general, just let us know. awesomecomicspod@gmail.com. How are we doing on the creative competition on the Facebook at the moment?
Oh yeah, so I've got to send the prize out for the back of the VHS box.
Yes, we're next week we're starting the character design phase. I got it wrong. I thought it was the logo. It's actually the character design phase.
Oh, that's nice. Gonna be fun. Nice.
Yeah, that will be fun.
For those who don't know, if you just started tuning into this show. We're on our Facebook community group, Awesome Comics Talk, which is just about comics. It's not about hard selling anything. It's a fantastic group of people. We're running this fun little thing where we're essentially going through different stages of a comic book. It's just a community creative exercise, just for a bit of fun to keep you entertained. We've got we've had the name of the character.
Yeah,
And we've had
the story,
the pitch.
We've had the name, the synopsis, next is the character design, and then there's going to be like the masthead for the comic book, and then there'll be a comic book cover. And at the end of the day, it's just a bit fun. But I'll tell
and everyone, what, who, everyone yeah. who wins each stage gets a little prize from us. I send it out. So yeah, I think we've had the same winner for the first two, haven't we?
Yeah, Jay Fringham.
Jay's won it. Yeah, I've got to send him his gift this week. Yeah. But you're not allowed to win next week, Jay. Come on.
No, what's going on? Stop it, man. Stop it. No, but to all the people who have sent stuff in, there's been some great stuff coming in. So, yeah, we love it. And we love seeing the creativity, especially at this time right now. So keep it coming. And we'll let you know about, probably next week, more details about it as well. But anyway, that's on the. You can follow us on Twitter @TheAwesomePod. I was going to talk about that later, so I've sort of thrown myself off my own track. Did you notice that in my voice then? I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going with it.
That's all right. I'm a professional. Get back in the room. Follow us on Twitter @TheAwesomePod, where we'll be just doing whatever, retweeting things, announcing guests, talking about stuff. I think The Awesome Pod's probably going to be the only social media I'm going to pop on at the moment.
Yeah, me. Yeah. Well, the Facebook page as well. Yeah, on there.
The Facebook page. If you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/awesomecomicspodcast. And like I said, that group, Awesome Comics Talk. Just go there. There's, even if you don't like Facebook, I don't mean like Facebook, but that's a good group of people that I do like to sort of reading.
Definitely.
And it's thought out conversations. There's no nonsense. Mm. And if you want to join the group, we three hosts here are the mediators. So, you know, if you're just a bot.
Yeah, and no, pay attention. We get what there's one particular account that every week tries to post its Kickstarter every week. And I don't even know what I'm saying because they clearly don't listen to this.
Yeah, no. I know. So they don't know that we will deny that every time.
Yeah, every time I press decline.
Yeah. But we will not deny you because you come back every week listening to us. So thank you for listening to us, whether it's on the website, awesomecomics.podbean.com. Do you like that, Dan? That was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
If you listen to us on iTunes, subscribe and leave a review. It helps get the word out about this show and it makes our egos feel like someone's paying attention to us. And maybe someone new will listen. You never know. You never know who will be listening.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly. And if you listen to some of the other networks, such as Spotify, Stitcher, Podnose, Podknife, and what other networks are we on, Tony?
The only podcast you need for all your dinosaur comic needs is Pod Sadaka.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Man loves his crisps. Where can people find us online, etc.? Tony?
Tributepress.bigcartel.com for all your not-safe-for-work comics needs. There you go.
Yeah, he's added the word comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting slicker week by week.
Yeah, you're like a pro. Speaking of pros, Butcher, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Vanguard Comic, and you can be vanguard@vanguardcomic.com.
Yes.
Saucy.
You should.
Yes, you should. The comic is absolutely smashing it. And also Dan's how-to videos are very good, so we'll put...
Yeah, get on that.
Very, very good. You can find me on social media, wherever I may be, at Jester Diablo, which I'll probably post more artwork sketches and videos.
Is Black getting going again soon, or...?
And yes, it will be, actually. I've been off the boil with that, which is just...
We let you, babes. It's all right, we let you off.
Yeah, I'm too busy posting pictures of my cats.
And doing those stupid videos with you with a...
I'm not going to apologise for that. I love that Snapchat filter. It makes me laugh. I've got about 2 gigs worth of videos that I will never post because I've done them just to make myself laugh. Is that wrong? Probably. But
sending each other those reface ones as well, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
With superhero stuff on.
Yeah.
Your face suits it really well, V.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mine looks like a glitch in the Matrix.
You look good. You always look good, Dan.
Thank you.
You're all right as well, Tony.
Putin likes it.
Chloe, thank you for putting up with all this nonsense.
We
did warn you that it got crazy around this time.
Yeah, you said as soon as it hit 9 o'clock, it got weird.
We were quite well behaved this week. Times. It was all right.
Yeah. It was a good one. So, yes, thank you so much for joining us this week and telling us more about Thought Bubble. Where can people find you and the event and more info, etc.?
So website is thoughtbubblefestival.com. Oh my god. Twitter, we're Thoughtbubble UK, and then Instagram, Thoughtbubble Festival.
Nice.
There you go. And it's a very well put together website.
Thanks.
They know what they're doing, so it's very clear as well. Sometimes when you go on like Comic Con websites and stuff, sometimes there can be an absolute mess. Have you heard? But Thought Bubble's always a joy. So there you go. And you'll be sticking with it, especially November 14th and 15th, 2020. So put that date in your calendars, people. Another show in the books. We're all gonna go off and have a cinnamon pastry now.
I'm not.
No, Tony isn't. Not, but that's because of the cinnamon challenge that you might discover more about after the credits. So stay tuned for that. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. From Dan, Tony, Chloe, and myself, have a brilliant week. We hope you all stay safe and stay healthy, and you're all okay out there, no matter where you are and what you're doing. We love you, and as always, what do they do, guys?
Stay awesome.
Stay awesome.
Come on, Chloe, don't let me down.
Come on, stay awesome.
Thank you, Chloe.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.
gonna have to go check this out now.
I can't do cinnamon since the cinnamon challenge, can I? I can't do it.
Oh, did you push yourself over the edge with it?
Yeah, have you ever seen the cinnamon challenge on YouTube?
Yeah. Take a teaspoon of it.
Oh my god. I was sick and then I did a poo and it came out like a cloud of smoke.
Why would you do it when you saw other people having such a bad time doing it?
Because all day we were watching it at work and all day I was going, yeah, that's shit, I could do that. You know what I'm like, Chloe?
Yeah.
And all day. And then we went to the pub and then someone appeared with some cinnamon and the bloke that went and got it from the kitchen in this pub went, I could see your face fall immediately. But of course I got to go through with it, haven't I?
Yeah.
I'm a twat, I believe is the phrase.
Oh, dear.
You built it up.
I feel like if there was ever any doubt, doing the cinnamon challenge kind of underlines that.
I think you're right. Yeah. It's a failing in my psychological makeup. Oh, God, what's happening to this podcast?
Well, this isn't going in the show. This is, you know, no one will
know. I can make a dynamite walnut cake.
Oh, you didn't want people to know that you're making banana bread?
Yeah, we're a man's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Let's go on air, Vince, if I can destroy the image.
Football, fights, I don't know, men talk about. Whoa.
Yeah, Millwall.
We'll get our subscription to Nuts Loaded in FHM magazines.
Maxim Man of the
Year.
Are
they still going?
I don't even know they're still going.
They cannot be still going.
No, they can't.
God, I think FHM might be the US one, but I'm not sure.
I thought FHM happens. And Nuts and that were like for people who didn't have the bottle to buy pornography. I thought that was where they sat. Yeah.
No, it's not people that didn't have the balls to buy pornography. It was for children who weren't allowed to buy pornography.
That's true, yeah.
13-year-old lads thinking, yeah.
I'm a man looking at a fucking a picture of a 550-pound suit that they're never going to own.
Well, I'm worried about the COVID affecting the timescale for Geordie Shore because they've had to cancel the next series, haven't they?
God, well,
it's a real choker.
You know, I mean, there are always silver linings to come out. How can you
tash on across Newcastle if you
But now we've got Cobra Kai 1 and 2 on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched the first series.
Can we just get back to the show?
Yeah, let's get back to the pod.